This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Sony Pictures is moving forward with a sequel to Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, with writers Scott Rosenberg and Jeff Pinkner in negotiations to write the new script. The sequel would bring back Dwayne Johnson, a sober Kevin Hart, Jack Black, and Karen Gillan to reprise their starring roles. There's no start date for production, and the yet-to-be-titled movie has not yet been dated. In other words, we don't know squat yet. This Is Us scored 27 million viewers after the Super Bowl. The show's success can be credited due to its loyal fan base, and this episode finally revealed Jack's fate. Jack, played by Milo Ventimiglia, didn't die in the fire that burned down the family's house, but later at the hospital after he suffered cardiac arrest. Fans almost brought the internet down after that. Hell, I even threw out my crockpot. Bruno Mars has announced the North American 24-Karat Magic World Tour finale. After sweeping the Grammys, the 32-year-old entertainer announced that the tour will hit 12 North American cities, and Cardi B will be joining the tour as a special guest. The 24-Karat Magic World Tour has been going on for more than a year. Wow, I want to know what vitamins Bruno's been taking. Quavo may have left the Grammys empty-handed, but he attended an after-party and got into a fight with hip-hop jeweler Eric the Jeweler because the Migos member owes him money. Eric reportedly then was jumped by Quavo and another man. After the fight broke up, Eric left the club and realized that his $30,000 chain was missing. Now he wants it back. Hey, better watch your back, Quavo. Police arrested a man outside Lana Del Rey's concert in Orlando for aggravated stalking and attempting to kidnap the singer with a weapon. Police found 43-year-old Michael Hunt of Riverview, Florida, just a block away from the venue where Lana was expected to perform. Officials received a tip that Hunt had shared threatening posts toward Del Rey on social media. Her concert did go on as scheduled, but scary stuff indeed. The fantasy romance The Shape of Water added another key prize in its award season run with Guillermo del Toro's win at the Directors Guild Awards. The Shape of Water, about a mute woman who falls in love with an underwater creature, is the front runner with a Producers Guild Award and a leading 13 Academy Award nominations. Del Toro dedicated the award to his mother and his father, who recently has been ill. Sony Pictures is in negotiations to bring Bad Boys 3 to the big screen. The original 1995 film starred Will Smith and Martin Lawrence and helped launch both actors' careers. A sequel was a hit as well. The third movie will be produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, who brought the first two to the screen. Martin Lawrence had said it was unlikely that he would participate. Yeah, like his phone was ringing. Simple Man, a Georgia rapper, is suing Wiz Khalifa, alleging Wiz stole the concept for Most of Us for his 2016 album Khalifa. They met in 2012 at Salt Lake City Airport, and Simple gave him a copy of his song called Most of Us. Years later, Simple heard a similar song being performed by Khalifa. He's suing for damages and wants to stop the use of his song. Looks like Simple just took a whiz all over Wiz. Rose McGowan has canceled the remainder of her book signings after a bad night at a Barnes & Noble in New York. The actress says that a woman who she thinks was a paid actor verbally assaulted her during the signing, trying to get a rise out of her on camera. She's furious because both security and the store manager allowed it to continue for 2 minutes, which caused her a lot of embarrassment. The name of her book, by the way, is Brave. Did you know that 45-year-old Dane Cook's main squeeze is 19-year-old girlfriend Kelsey Taylor? Most recently, the comedian, who's 26 years older than his lady love, shared a selfie from one of their date nights, tweeting, "My girl is one of my favorite people on the planet. She's a talented singer. Check out her music and get to know her. She's gonna go far." Yep, as long as Dane is paying. Arena of Valor launched over the holidays in the U.S. after a limited release in Europe. The game is a westernized version of Chinese company Tencent's Honor of Kings, a mobile game that became the most downloaded app in the world in the first quarter of 2017. The game had more than 200 million monthly active players. It's also the world's most profitable game. Ka-ching! Well, Lady Gaga has had to cancel tour dates in Europe and South America again because of severe pain caused by fibromyalgia. She said she's devastated to disappoint her fans, and her medical team is supporting the decision for her to recover at home. Gaga previously postponed her European shows in September. Man, we're hoping Gaga can get the upper hand on this disease. Two cameramen who were fired from The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon have filed a $2 million lawsuit alleging that the Roots bandleader Questlove had them fired because they're white. NBC terminated Kurt Decker and Michael Cimino after learning of a group of texts that included the N-word. The text included an emoji of a piece of fried chicken with a bite out of it with the racial slur. Guilty, idiots. 50 Cent is trying to obtain TV trademarks for his debut album Get Rich or Die Tryin' and the 2005 single Hustler's Ambition. 50 is also seeking to get the paperwork in order to launch Hustler's Ambition Apparel. His breakthrough LP was also made into a film, which was loosely based on his life. When Vitamin Water sold in 2007, he was an investor and walked away with $100 million. Smart 50. The Trash Bin. Black China says she's pissed off at Omo's sister-in-law, Kim Kardashian, about the gift she received the other day from her. Kim sent a bunch of giant chocolate hearts with her new perfume inside to dozens of friends, loved ones, and haters. We'll give you one guess which list Black China made. Hey, what does she expect? She's suing Kim for getting Robin China canceled. Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon's 4Q revenues rose to $60.5 billion, beating analysts' expectations. Facebook revenue grew 47% to $13 billion during the fourth quarter. Nintendo Switch beat Wii U lifetime sales in just 10 months. Best Buy will cease selling CDs later this year. Meanwhile, Target is asking record labels to buy back any unsold inventory of CDs.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
50 Shades Freed is the new number one film in the USA.
The number one album.
It's the new one from Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods.
The number one app.
It's Minecraft Pocket Edition, again.
The number one book.
Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House is the number one nonfiction book for a sixth week.
The Weeknd has been seen around L.A. driving his red Lamborghini Aventador SV, worth a cool $500,000. He also owns a McLaren P1, a Bentley Mulsanne, and a Mercedes AMG G63. And why not? The three-time Grammy Award winner has made millions from record sales, touring, and merch. Even with all of the success he's had, though, The Weeknd is truly a good person. He's donated money to various causes and gave $50,000 towards a class at the University of Toronto to teach Ethiopian, his native language. From the Black Panther soundtrack, here's The Weeknd featuring Kendrick Lamar with the song of the week, Pray For Me.
Tell me who's gonna save me from myself.
That was The Weeknd featuring Kendrick Lamar with the song of the week, Pray For Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.